This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. I need a girl like you. Yeah, yeah. I pre-sold Dungeons and Dragons for this break, but
I'm just kidding. Oh, I've never played that once.
You know what? You may rethink it after I tell you this next story, but I'm not going to get to it for a second because we're going to talk to Scott Capurro first. Scott the Pro,
Scott
on the line.
Hey guys, how are you guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey babes.
Hey. So how's the Instagram nightly show going, Scott?
It's going, you know, we're doing it. It's fun. My husband and I fight off screen, but we're charming on. So it's all working out.
Yeah. None of that hostility bleeds over into the show at all.
Really? I'm glad we're total professionals, right? We don't need to see any of it.
It's great.
He jumps on my punchline sometimes.
Yes, he does. That would annoy me.
Yeah. That's why you don't have John on the show very often, right? Because he's funny.
Right. And I wouldn't want that. You know, I need to be the funny one in the family.
No, I know. And I know Vinny likes his family and all that, but when the kids are on, he's like, okay, on with it. You know, I know. I understand that. We're all solo acts. We're all
sure.
solo performers.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
But I need my husband's help because I almost broke my finger yesterday at the mechanics. So
What are you doing at the mechanics? Are you actually working on your own car? You broke your own finger? What happened? I don't get it.
Working on my own car. Sarah, have we met? No, I don't even like washing it.
Then why did you almost break your finger?
Because I took it in for an oil change, and then he's like, come back in 4 hours. I'm like, 4 hours? Anyways, I took a run, and I came back, and I was really tired, and he said, oh, by the way, has your car been in a collision? And as he said that, I was closing the car door, and the thought of it upset me so much that I slammed the door on my finger as I'm walking away from the car. So I didn't just slam my finger. I pulled it at the same time.
Oh.
And I broke the nail in half, and blood just shot everywhere. And he's like, wow, that looks painful. Anyway, I can't even be near a car, much less work on it. If I tried to work on it, I'd die.
I saw the last thing I saw from you on Instagram Live because I just am, you know, 8 o'clock is late for me, plus Survivor.
I know.
So
you're really brave. You're super, super
I
brave.
Saw you running in Kezar yesterday, you know, by yourself, and you're there you are in your cute little jogging outfit and
your
fingers seemed fine.
That was while I was waiting. I went for a run because he made me wait forever. I'm like, 4 hours, there's nothing going on. It's a pandemic. You have no customers. He's like, well, we're moving kind of slow here, you know. So I thought, well, I'm not going to waste the time. You know, the thing is, I'm not relaxing during the pandemic. People are like,
yeah, you should relax and not go for oil changes. I don't know, maybe drive to less places. You know, that would probably be helpful.
I haven't had an oil change for months. Don't be like this. I don't want to do it.
Now is not the time for an oil change.
Or maybe it is the time. We've got time on our hands.
No, it isn't. They take 4 hours now.
You guys are missing a serious point here. Uh-oh. This isn't about, well, look. The guy at the Scott Capurro is an author, a stand-up comedian of worldwide fame,
renown,
a star of the silver screen. He has not only taken on Hollywood, he has conquered it, and
walked away from it too.
Hold on, and then one question from the guy at the oil shop rattles you enough to slam your own hand in the car door. Like, what is wrong with you that you can't just be like? Yeah.
Vinny's right.
Whatever.
We did miss the whole thing.
The whole point is,
right.
What rattles you about that?
Well, success is a fragile mistress, Vinny, you know that. And we're all skating on thin ice. We are with our success. You never know.
We are. It is true. This could go
poof
any second.
When you leave the office, it might be the last time you see those people. But also, just the idea of the car having been in a crash and me not knowing about it, having bought a car without checking it on Carfax, like most proper people do. I just didn't check.
I thought you guys crashed that car before you even bought it off the person.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other one that we crashed.
That's the last one?
Yeah, that's the last. This is the new one that I had to buy.
This is your second RAV4?
Yeah, because remember we were in front of Netflix and the Netflix exec totaled my car from behind. She was on her phone to her kids. Remember when that happened? We'd gone to that spa place in San Jose and we were like, oh, look, Netflix. Boom. And right behind it totaled my old RAV4. So I had to get a new one. I know.
No, I wasn't familiar with that.
I don't think it's been totaled. And I thought, my husband totaled the car without telling me. So all these questions go through my mind when I almost break my finger. Anyway.
All right, well.
So that rattled you enough to not have... I mean, I really feel like getting your hand out of the way of the door is just ingrained. You're 50.
I know. But, you know, I got a lot going on. I got a lot. There's a lot going on. A lot of voices.
You don't have a lot going on. You have one 10-minute set to do each night. Nobody has a lot going on.
But it's all upsetting me. I'm not on the right journey. I think this is my karma, because I meditated about this last night after I wrapped my finger and took some ibuprofen, smoked some weed, and had a bit of white wine to get rid of the pain.
That's why you were wondering about the ibuprofen. He texted me at like 8:30 at night last night, asking if he left ibuprofen in the guest house so we could stop tearing his house apart. I don't know, man. I'm not going out there.
Anyway.
What difference would it make, even if it was? Like, what, are you going to drive to Marin to pick up your ibuprofen? Go to Trader Joe's or the drugstore.
I've got to get the painkillers, but we'll see you tomorrow. Don't worry about it. We'll get the ibuprofen tomorrow.
You can't come this weekend.
It's our weekend.
No, it's not your weekend. I told you several days ago that, you know, we're...
This is our weekend.
You can't come this weekend. It's not... We're using the guest house this weekend.
What am I going to tell my husband? He's packed already. He's a verbal.
Tell him to unpack. How about that? Jesus.
Why don't I just break my other finger in
Scott,
the car
you,
door?
You can't be. He's not serious. He knows.
We're making dinner. He bought all the Brazilian food for Riley because he wanted that meal. What are you guys doing?
First of all, now I know you're making it up because there's no way we would eat with you.
Oh, Jesus. We're going to ship
pandemic.
It over in Tupperware.
No. It's ridiculous.
All right. Well,
so every night, 10 o'clock, sorry, every night, 8 o'clock on Instagram, 10 minutes o'clock. Of Scott Capurro. Well, 10, get in there. I'm sure I'm going to go back today, obviously, and watch last night's 10 minutes. I'm sure it's all about you, and your finger.
God, it hurts so much. It's killing me. And then Saturday night, the big show about the finger, the longer finger.
This is all your new material. Is this broken
finger
thing?
It's all about the crushed finger.
Yeah,
well, my piano playing days are over. You know that now, right? I can't accompany you anymore on stage. My piano plays is done.
Oh,
no more.
Wait a minute. Which hand was it?
My left hand, the one I use. You know, when I'm feeling frisky, that one. I know.
You don't use that one. Why would you use
it? The left hand.
No. You don't.
Vinny,
use
don't
that
use
one.
The left hand when you're feeling frisky. No.
Well, I could use either one. But no, right. I would normally use my right, but I'm trying to figure out if you mean that if that's being used. I don't know where that's being used. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, Jesus.
I feel like we're one question too deep. Hey, everybody, 10 minutes a night, every night, except Saturday when you do a full-length show. Join at Scott Capurro on Instagram. Check him out. Thank you, Scott.
With the left hand, it's like a stranger. It's like a stranger. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Scott.
At the
Facebook
page.
Yes. Follow Scott Capurro and watch his show nightly. And actually, watch his show daily. That guy, if anybody's all over Instagram, it is Scott Capurro. He is. Every single time I'm on Instagram, it's like, Scott Capurro is going live. I'm like, all right, let's see what he's doing. And there he is jogging around Kezar. All right, let's get to some trash here. I want to start with Dungeons & Dragons. When I was a kid, Dungeons and Dragons, and I'm sure for everybody, there's always some huge group of nerds that in your neighborhood that are doing this. My best friend growing up was Vicky Iritsky when I was really little, and her brother Keith was four or five years older than us, and he had an elaborate Dungeons and Dragons setup, and you couldn't go near it. Get away from there! That's my setup. Don't touch. Don't play with my characters. Don't, you know, So I'm like, oh, geez, Dungeons and Dragons, is, you know, that's some serious.
So what I know of Dungeons and Dragons, and it's not much, but I didn't know they had characters. I knew they had dice, mm-hmm. and the die were very different from regular dice.
Well, it's one die, and it's like a 20-sided, is that called a dodecahedron? It's like a certain kind of die.
No idea. And I thought there were more. So the kids that I knew that did this, I would talk to them for a minute before nodding off, and they would get into this thing about how these die are for this and you roll. And I never really understood it. The place I saw it the most is Stranger Things. Are they playing?
They are. I think they have a whole Dungeons and Dragons thing.
Okay. So that's the only place I've really seen the game go down. I've never seen it be played.
Well, and you know what's funny about it is as much as I've thought about it, and my kid was playing it for a while, because of course he was a nerd, is a nerd, it's present tense. It's difficult, I think, for the average person to understand A, what the attraction is, and B, how the F the thing works. Like, it doesn't really seem like there clearly is a game happening. But it's not clear what that game is or how anyone wins the game. It's these epic campaigns or whatever, and you can level up your mage or whatever you've got. So I started reading this story this morning, and I probably wouldn't have done it, but then like all these names start coming up. It's in Joe Manganiello's Dungeons and Dragons room. He's got one of those. He's a rich dude. He can have whatever he wants. It has like a brick barrel ceiling. Like the room is, his dungeon is amazing. I'm looking at the layout.
You're
here.
Telling me the guy that gets one of the hottest women alive,
Sofia Vergara is his,
has
wife.
A Dungeons and Dragons room.
And not only does he have a Dungeons and Dragons room, he collected every cool nerd on the planet to come and play with him. So it sounds like obviously right now they're not doing this, but let's see. Tom Morello is one of the guys that plays. D.B. Weiss, the Game of Thrones guy. I think Vince Vaughn is in this.
Well,
thing.
You had me at Tom Morello.
Everybody, I know. I saw that. I went, oh my God. It's so funny because, let's see, Vince Vaughn says, it seemed a little crazy. You're actually going to do it. And then Tom said he went and had a blast doing it. And he's like, I'm going. I'm in. I'm doing it. I think you should check it out. So David Benioff has been there. That's, I think, D.B. Weiss and David Benioff.
Who's David Benioff?
David Benioff and D.B. Weiss are the co-creators of the TV version of Game of Thrones. So, of course, they're nerds, right? It makes sense. So I guess Tom Morello is friends with Vince Vaughn, and he was like, hey, man, you got to go to this thing. Let's see. The CrossFit Master Champion Ron Matthews, the guy Paul the Big Show White. There's a lot of names in here you don't know, but I guess if I was a nerd, I'd probably know them. And then they're talking about how impressive his setup here is.
Joe Manganiello.
So I guess they're... they're continuing their campaign via Zoom.
Oh, because of the quarantine. Yeah. They have, what a curse. They have more time than ever to play, but they can't get together.
I know.
Awful.
Oh, here's the group of them in the dungeon, which is called, I think it's called the Gary Gygax Memorial Dungeon in honor of the founder. Oh, look at these.
The founder of what?
The founder of D&D, Dungeons and Dragons. Sorry. The founder of the world, the underworld. Look at this room that they're in. Show the ceiling.
I see it.
I mean, it's just epic. Because of course it is. So Tom Morello says, you would not believe Joe's dungeon. There's nothing that could occur in the game that someone could come up with on the spur of the moment that isn't in some box. Like the druid turned themselves into a weasel. And Joe goes, what color weasel? And then the red striped weasel miniature comes out. It's pretty amazing. They say it's become more than a game. It's a way to bond and spend time together. Sessions go into the wee hours of the morning. Plus, these guys are all rich. I'm sure they can afford whatever drugs and drink and, you know, fabulous strippers. I don't know what they, maybe not strippers. But they love it. I mean, you can't even believe how it's like a testimonial to Dungeons and Dragons. But I thought you would appreciate it because Tom Morello is He is all over it.
Wow.
All
right.
For all the fans of D&D, I think they're that movie Onward.
Yes.
Is that a Dungeons and Dragons thing?
It's a reference to it. I don't know the terminology enough to know. I don't know it at all, actually, to know whether they're quoting straight from D&D or making it up to riff on that. Do you know, Bryn?
Yeah, the sets, it's inspired by that. And there's
inspired, right.
Some Easter egg at the very end of the credits, too. I'm kind of reading
For Dungeons and Dragons fans?
Yeah, I watched Onward, and I didn't realize that all those things were references to D&D because I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. But. Well, I will say this. I didn't, you know, how you open up an article and you sort of skim the first paragraph and decide if it's something that you're going to, you know, try and pull stuff out of. I read this whole article. Like, it's, I don't know. They say, you know, they give you estimates now how long it'll take you to read this. 8 to 10 minutes. I actually spent that time and read this whole article and just sat here giggling like, oh my God, this is what people are doing.
Well, good for them. I mean, so, the thing is, it's this goes back to adults going to Disneyland or whatever thing you do. Sure, someone could make fun of you, but the truth is, are you doing anything illegal?
Right.
Are you doing anything?
Are you enjoying it?
Are you hurting people? Then what is the problem? You're having fun. You're being it. You're a grown up. It's your time. Spend it how you like.
So it's in Variety. If you want to read this article, Variety.com, inside Joe Manganiello's epic Dungeons and Dragons campaign. And it's a pretty GD funny article.
I wonder if that dude has kids because his kids would love that. And I bet he doesn't.
Joe Manganiello?
Yeah.
I don't think he... Well, he definitely doesn't have any with Sofia Vergara. I would remember that because they're not even that long together.
It'd be one of those things where you'd go, oh, he's got little kids. That's how he ended up with this room dedicated to... But I bet it's not. I bet he's just a dude who loves it and went, I've got the money to do that.
Yeah. Well, I think, too, that if you had kids, you wouldn't let them play with this thing, at least, you know, until they were much older. Because, honestly, you wouldn't believe how, like, freaking possessive and crazy people get over these things. Like, this kid, Keith, was serious, almost like, you know, guard dogs in the room.
Well, and kids ruin everything. There's no doubt
they
about
do.
That.
You can't have anything nice. Everybody knows that. I'm going to give you really one quick more because we're basically out of time here. Banksy did something nice for nurses. You know, he's home. I don't know if you follow him, but he's...
I do.
Oh, okay. So did you see the thing where he destroyed his bathroom the other day? He painted... he, like, made everything disheveled and toilet paper everywhere. And, like, there's a toilet... There's a rat standing on the toilet peeing all over the ring and...
I saw that. Is this the one where there's rats painted all over the place in there, right?
Yes, I've seen that. Rats are in there. And so I think the quote is something like, my wife hates when I work from home or something. And it's it's great. So he put up this picture yesterday. It's beautiful. I think they're saying it's a painting, although it looks very much like sort of a pencil drawing. Can you pull up the latest thing that he put on there? It's for National Nurses Day. And he actually donated it to a UK hospital. He just set it up outside, and it's a little boy playing with a nurse in a cape. And in his toy basket next to him are other superheroes that he's not playing with, Batman, Spider-Man. It's really just beautifully put together. But basically, it's about 3 feet by 3 feet, and it's an original. And he put it out there, and they're hanging it up. And when this whole thing's over, they're going to auction it and get money. They'll probably get $1 million for it. It's an
Who's
original
the
Banksy.
They in
the UK? It's a UK hospital. They're not.
Oh, okay.
Let me see if I've got it here. Southampton General Hospital.
Good for them.
The note read, thanks for all you're doing. I hope this brightens the place up a bit, even if it is only black and white. The one dot of color on the thing is the nurse, the medical cross on the nurse's bib. It's really. Do you see that right there?
I do.
It's just beautifully done. So
yeah, it's cool. And
yay,
and
Banksy,
like to see that.
Honoring our nurses. Well, their nurses. It's English. All right, Vin, what's coming up?
I've got to ask your opinion on a couple things. It should be fun right after these.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.